Hi there. You are now listening to a sermon from Calvary City Church. We hope that this message blesses you, encourages you, and speaks to you. May God always reveal His goodness, mercy, and love to you. Enjoy the message.
Good morning, church. It's so good to see you on a Sunday morning. Thank you for logging in. Those that are watching through the Facebook as well as the YouTube. We're glad you can be part of this service this morning. Hallelujah. Now, just before I start preaching, let's take some time to pray. Father, we thank you for an awesome, blessed morning. We thank you for your presence in each one of our homes. Thank you. It's your presence that caused the mountains to be shaken, the impossibility set to become possible. It is in your presence there is times of rejoicing, and there's fullness of joy in your presence and favor in your right hand. Lord, we thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, come, comfort each one of us. For a time such as this, as the world is going through the most difficult time ever, this morning, minister to us. Come, Holy Spirit, as we worship you, as we hear your word, let your presence become so real. For this day, the Lord will have this known to you. For a time such as this, we need to have the stillness of His presence inside of our heart. As in Psalms 46, verse 10, be still and know I am still God over the nations of the world and over the earth. Thank you, dear Father, for this. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we ask and we pray. Amen. Just before I begin the message, I'd like to take this time to say thank you for giving to missions. And because of your giving, we're able to continue to evangelize those countries that we have anchored under TA. Continue the ministries in Pusat Kebajikan Calvary, and even support ministries outside of Calvary. Once again, thank you for giving. And Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 38 tells us, Jesus said, give, and it'll be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, poured into your bosom, it will be given to you. The measure with which you measure, with the same measure, will be given back to you. The Lord bless your finances. The Lord bless your giving. Praise God. For today, please turn with me to Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. As we go through this pandemic, and the pandemic is a sure sign of the coming of Jesus. So it'll be good for us to reread the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. Now, when he had taken the scroll, Jesus, the four living creatures and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are our prayers, which are the prayers of saints. And they sang a new song, a song of rejoicing. They sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain. And look at this, and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every every tribe, out of every tribe, out of every tongue, out of every people, and out of every nation, and having made us kings and priests to our gods, and we shall reign on earth. This morning, I like to entitle this short message, All Should Be Saved and Should Not Face Eternity Without Jesus. All should be saved and no one should face eternity without Jesus. Praise God. 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 8 and 9 tells us, this is God's will, that none should perish, but all should come to the saving knowledge of Jesus. Out of all tribes, out of all nations, out of all people, and out of all countries, that they will come to know Jesus as their personal Savior. Reading from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 9. But beloved, do not forget this one thing. In the last days, this the 2 Peter chapter 3 tells us, in the last days, scoffers will come and they will say, since the day of our fathers, we heard Jesus coming back, until today, he has not come back, and they will be mocking. But to answer them, to refute them, and this is the answer, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years like one day. Wow. The Lord is not slow concerning his promise, as some count slackness or slowness, but it's long suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but should all. Not some, but all should come to the repentance of Jesus. Glory to God. Can somebody shout amen, please? There is definite hope for our neighborhood. There's a definite hope for our loved ones. There's a definite hope for Malaysia. There is a definite hope for the nations of the world. When God intends to do something, and as we cooperate with Him in His intended will, it will surely take place. Nothing is going to be impossible. If the iron curtains have come down, if the bamboo curtains have come down, if the wall of Berlin has come down, every other institution that stands against the word of God will eventually come down, because Paul tells us the word of God cannot be chained. In the coming days, I will share this. The word of God cannot be chained, cannot be prisoned. Can somebody shout amen, please? The purpose of this morning message. What is the purpose? And I like to share this. We are the reason. Come on, everybody say, we are the reason for the rejoicing in heaven. If God is the reason for our rejoicing, on the other hand, we are the reason for the rejoicing in heaven. Hallelujah. If you go back and read Revelation 5 just now, you know, verses 8 through 10, it goes like this. And they sang a new song, a new song. Don't think only here we have new songs. You know, new songs from where? From Planet Shakers, new song from Hillsong, probably new songs from where else, whatever. You know, whatever, you know. But in heaven, there is new song. And we contribute to this new song. And they sing a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us, redeemed us. This new song has got to do with the redemption of God, and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe, out of every tongue, out of every people, out of every nation. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. This morning, I like to say this, we are not just called to do the will of God, the will of the Father in heaven, but we are also called to bring joy, rejoicing to heaven. And all this while, we've been taught that we're supposed to do the Father's will, right? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it's in heaven, as in the Lord's Prayer, as in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 9 onwards. But did you ever realize that we are also called to bring forth a new song and rejoicing in heaven? In order for that to happen, I like to turn your attention for a time such as this. I like to turn your attention to the parable of the lost and found department in the Bible. The lost and found department in the Bible is found in Luke, the 15th chapter. Luke, the 15th chapter, talks about three things that went missing. Three things that went missing. And every time they found one of those things, there was great rejoicing of the angels in heaven. Great rejoicing, even people on the face of the earth. Hallelujah. How many of you remember this? How many of you remember this? This is the lost ship. This is the lost coin. And this is the lost son. Now let's look at the lost sheep. I'd like to turn your attention to Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 5 through 7. And when he had found it, you know, a certain man had 100 sheep, one man astray, and he found it. He lays it on his shoulder, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying, now look at this. He calls everybody, and then he says, rejoice with me, for I have found. I went to the highways, I went to the byways, I went in the midst of all opposition and all persecution and all obstacles and all hurdles and all danger and all darkness. I went and I found. Rejoice with me, for I found my sheep which was lost. I say to you, likewise, Jesus said, likewise, there will be more joy. Heaven is already a joyful place, but we will compound that joy. We will increase the joy. There'll be more joy in heaven over one sinner. It could be a neighbor, it could be a loved one, it could be a colleague. One sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who needs no repentance. God is joyful about his people. Yes, he's joyful about us, but he's overjoyed when someone repents from their sin. And then we look at the lost coin. The lost coin. We see in Luke, the 15th chapter, verse 9 and 10, when she has found it, a certain lady had 10 silver coin, and probably accidentally she dropped it. And when she had found it, she calls her friends. She calls her friends and she calls the neighbors together and said, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I lost it. I lost it in darkness. I lost it in offenses. I lost it in stumbling. The backsliding, people backslide that way. And likewise, I said to you, Jesus said, there is joy. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The host of one third of the angels, the angelic hosts, begin to sing and worship over one person who comes to know Jesus. Or a backslider. I lost it. She said, I've lost it. And many of us could have lost our loved ones, could have lost our friends, we could have lost our neighbors because of offenses, because somebody has stumbled them, somebody have not been a Christian. When one backslider comes back, the host of angels rejoice. When one lost sheep comes, the host of angels and God rejoices. Isn't that wonderful? The lost and found department of God is found in Luke, the 15th chapter. Now look at the lost coin. Look at the lost son. He's a lost son now. The son, we call him prodigal son. Prodigal son. And when some of us, if we walk in disobedience, and we also like to call ourselves the prodigal son. In Luke, the 15th chapter, verse 22 to 24. But the father said to his servant, bring out, when the son realized what mess he has created, and is coming back to the father's house, he's coming back to the father's purpose. But the father said to his servant, bring out the best robe and put in, not just robe, all the robes they have are robes, good robes. This is the best one. In Cantonese, mo tak teng, the best robe. Put it on him and put a ring. A ring talks about the own authority on his hand, and sandals on his feet, purpose. And bring a fatted calf. Don't just bring any lean one, bring a fatted one, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. Hallelujah. For this my son was dead and is alive. It's someone who has gone away from the Lord, someone who has died to their spiritual life, coming back. He was lost and is found. He's lost and found. And they begin to be merry. And they begin to rejoice. Hallelujah. I'd like to reiterate. We are not just called to do the will of the Father in heaven. The Father's will on earth. But we are also called to bring joy to heaven. Hallelujah. In the remaining time of this message, how can you and I bring rejoicing to heaven? Number one, are you still with me? Number one, be fishers of men. Be fishers of men. Every time when you fish men out of the pandemic of sin, that's rejoicing in heaven. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, this is the authenticity of our fellowship of Jesus. Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. Hallelujah. You may be wondering where to fish. Friends, fish doesn't come to us. The fish that comes to us is a fish that probably you'll buy from the market, from Tesco, and ask them to deliver to your home. That's dead fish. You only can cook and eat the dead fish. But we have to go to the places where the fishes are. And I tell you, you already have got three areas of fishing. Number one, the first area of fishing is our loved ones. Our loved ones. We have a universal promise of the salvation of our loved ones. Acts 16:31 says, when the jailer was frightened and was dumbstruck when the jail doors were open, he asked, what should I do now? He wanted to kill himself. And Paul tells us, he said, if you believe and you're saved, believe in the Lord, you and your family will be saved. Believe on the Lord. You will be saved. You and your household will be saved. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. This is a generational promise. As soon as you take this promise seriously, salvation begins to come into your loved ones. Call them, talk to them about Jesus, even though it's social distancing, even though this Chinese New Year, we could not be able to go back to the families, but our phones, our messages, our WhatsApp has got no social distancing. We should start planting the seed of salvation to each one of them. Nothing is impossible. As a matter of fact, it is safer to speak on the phone or through the WhatsApp than face to face. Number two, the second area is the area of your neighborhood. The second area of your fishing is your neighborhood. You cannot be living in an isolated place. I'm sure you've got neighbors left and right, front and back. Look at the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4 verse 39. After she went through her encounter with Jesus, she went back to the village of Samaria, and she testified. And Acts chapter 4 verse 39 tells us the neighbors came at the testimony of this woman. They all believed in Jesus. Glory to God. The acts of kindness draws you to your neighbor. Once in a way, buy them a packet of biryani. Once in a way, fry some goreng pisang and give to them. Once in a way, give them some fruits or vegetables that's growing in your compound. And the acts of kindness build bridges. Hallelujah. And the third area of fishing is our colleague whom we work in our working places. Our colleagues. You know, whom we see. Some of us work from the home. Some of us go back to the office right now. Our colleagues, they, unless they resign, they're going to be with us all the time. You know, friends, and Jesus said, as far as our colleagues are concerned, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 16, he said, you're the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. And salt is something that every day we come in contact with. And you are the light of the world, something that you come in contact every day. You are a lamp that's lit and placed on a lampstand, which can be seen by everybody. And you are a city on the hill, glory to God. Hallelujah. So therefore, we need to intentionally become fishers of men. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's number one. To bring rejoicing in heaven. Rejoicing in heaven. And I like to say this. Speaking is your responsibility. But converting is God's responsibility. But if you, the scripture tells us in Psalms 126 and verse 3. He who sows in tears will reap in joy. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Praying for them. Standing in the gap and interceding for them. After 18 years of my salvation, I saw first salvation in my family. My father came to know Jesus. If everything else fails, prayer in faith will work. Hang in there. Hallelujah. Number two, how can I bring joy? How can I bring joy to heaven? How can I make the Father in heaven to be overjoyed? As in Luke, the 15th chapter. Realization. Everybody say realization. Not relaxation. The church has relaxed far too long. It's not relaxation. It's realization. What do I mean? John, the 4th chapter, verse 34, 35. Jesus said, my food is to do the will of the Father who has sent me and to finish it. And then he went on in verse 35. He said, do not say, jangan kamu berkata, do not say, there are still 4 more months and then comes harvest. I'm going to wait for this pandemic to stop. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes. Come on, realize, realization. Lift up your eyes and look at all the fields, for they are already white for harvest. Not ready for harvest. Already, not ready. Already, friends, if you and I don't harvest them, the insects of the world is going to harvest them. The worms of the corruption of this world is going to harvest them. And I want to say, people are ready. You know, friends, I like to say this, got a few more minutes. The world population stands at 7.8 million right now. 7.8 billion. Now only 39% of the 7.8 billion people have heard the gospel. The balance of them have not even heard the gospel once. Every day, listen to this. Every day, 74,000 people across the globe come to faith in Christ. We want to increase this to 100,000. That's 3,083 souls every hour of every day. How does that work out? And let me say, this is a sad news. 55,000 people die daily all around the world without hearing Jesus. This excluding the Catholics, the Protestants, the Lutherans, the Pelicans, the Anglicans, the vegetarians, and all those people. And friends, most, listen to this, we are in the pocket where most unevangelized people are found. Most of the people group still very much unreached. Very much unreached by the gospel live in a place stretching across the northern part of Africa, right up to the northern part, right up to the eastern part of Asia. And this is called 1040 window, where predominantly people believe very much in Hinduism, in Taoism, in Buddhism, in Islam, in atheism, and humanism, and all kinds of isms they believe, except Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. The 1040 window. And fortunately, we are found from West Africa to East Asia. We are found right in the center of 1040, 10 in latitude, 40 in altitude. We are found in the space where people are not evangelized. So I want to challenge you. I want to encourage you. As our team says this, I close with this. Our theme for this year is, how will they hear? And it's taken from Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 13 through 16. It says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And how will they hear? How will they hear? How will they believe on whom they have not heard? How will they hear without a preacher? And how will they preach unless they ascend? How lovely are the feet of those who bring the gospel of peace and the glad tidings of good things. And verse 17 says, faith comes, faith to believe in Jesus. Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word, hallelujah. The word that will come out of the mouth. And Jesus said in Matthew 9, verse 36 and 37, Jesus looked at the disciples and he said this. And he said this, verse 36. Verse 36, 37 and 38, Then he said to the disciples, truly the harvest is plentiful. Therefore pray to the Lord of harvest that he will send forth laborers into the harvest field. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. And this morning, in line with our theme, whatever you were going through, the gospel cannot be postponed. I remember this story. I received a call from this lady, and she's very excited. She said, I got your number from a friend, and you won't remember me. You spoke in our University Science Malaysia, our students' camp, which I was speaking regularly those days. It's called Chi Alpha Assemblies of God Ministry. And you don't remember, and she said what happened to her in the camp, and I like to meet up with you. I'm in JB. I asked her, where do you go to church? No, I like to meet up with you, she said. I said, sure, I gave an appointment. I met up with her, and I was excited to see this young lady, married with two children. Her husband also is a Christian. But I asked her, why aren't you all going to church? Why are you going to church? My mother-in-law stays with me, and she is a strong Taoist and And she has a hole on the sun. And because of her, we are not able to go to church. And she said this, we are waiting for her to go to eternity. Being the only son, she cannot go and stay anywhere else. And once she's gone, we'll come to church. And I told her, this is a very wrong reason to give. What happens if you go before her? What will happen to you? My friends, death is sure. Eternity is real. Between these two, life is filled with uncertainty. The only person who can bring certainty to you and I is Jesus, the Son of the living God. That's why Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, He said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Nobody comes to God except through me. What a powerful confidence that Jesus can bring into our life. For some reason, we are watching this message and you have not given your heart to Jesus, I'd like you to visit our business launch and our prayer room, and there'll be leaders and pastors who'll be waiting to minister to you or lead you to Jesus. As I close this message, bringing joy to heaven is also our call. I'd like to read Proverbs 11:13. The scripture tells us the fruit of the righteousness is a tree of life, and he who wins soul is wise. I want to be a wise man. That's why I keep winning souls. Praise God. Can you stand to your feet together with me? Father, we are reminded once again, how will they hear without a preacher? And I pray this morning for all those who are watching. Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus, you will so quickly give us a burden for souls that are not saved. Give us burden for souls that are backslided from the church. Give us burden for our loved ones. Give us burden for our neighborhood. Give us burden for the colleagues that we are working with, dear Father. Oh God, give us the urgency of the time. This gospel has to be preached. This gospel has to be preached at all costs. Therefore, bring forth this urgency. Holy Spirit, register this urgency. As I finish this message today, and as I finish serving communion today, we would have come closer to the return of Jesus. Therefore, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, give us a burden. We will start praying for our loved ones from today. We'll start praying for our neighbors from today. We'll start praying for our colleagues from today. He who sows in tears will reap, will come back rejoicing, will reap in joy, as in Psalms 126 and verse 3. Oh God, give us a burden for souls. Lord, as we begin to extend mercy, you will begin to show mercy to us. Therefore, help us to extend mercy through evangelism. Oh God, the urgency today, if someone dies and they don't have Jesus in their heart, surely they're going to go to a lake of fire, and we don't want to be responsible for that. Oh God, give us the urgency. I pray for everyone who's watching. I pray for everyone who's going to watch. God, let our sleeping giant wake up, Lord. The sleeping giant of fishes of men, wake up. The sleeping giant of end time harvesters, wake up. Hallelujah. Rata sutta. And I commit each one of us into your hands. Thank you, dear Father. Awaken our hearts, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this sermon. For more sermons like this, check out our website at calvary.com.my. We hope you have a blessed week ahead.